Like a rushing river.
Well, hello, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskatten here, Christian like Center Shreveport, and our daily podcast here from Louisiana. We're bringing another prophetic warning to go with the storms that I've been seeing, we've been seeing in the Spirit. Do you have enough oil to go through the storm? What does it mean to have your lamps full of oil should a great storm come? All right. Let's learn about this.
Like a raging torrent inside, I find that I'm free falling again. I'm letting go of the mountain view, letting go but one and two. I've been crucified with Christ. Crucified. Yet not I, for one thing I know, you make all things.
Well, good day, everybody. It's always a good day because why? It's the day the Lord made. And we are commanded, commissioned to be glad in the day of the Lord. Doesn't matter what the circumstances are, we are to be glad in the day of the Lord. Well, welcome. It's 26th day of April 2023, Wednesday. I pray you've had a good day. We had a word Sunday from our friend Robin Vincent talking about we're about to see increase, but it's going to come in the midst of a storm. And I want to build on that and encourage you that we are about to come in increase. But there was a level the Lord spoke to me this week. It was on Monday, the 24th, and we saw it a lot. We saw much of it manifest in America. But there was a new level of evil that was released into the earth on the 24th, and a realigning of unholy alliances and a purging of things that they want to move so that they can take their evil to a new level. That's the best way I can put it. Let me say this also. I gave the prophetic warning on Monday, the prophetic word about the storm and the lull before the storm, and how there's going to be some real things that come that cause people to come to the church houses. I gave that word. I've gotten quite a few responses of people questioning, what does that mean fully? And here, I'm going to be honest with you. What I saw in the Spirit was that those who are in Christ have their lamps full of oil, will not be shaken by what comes. Literally will not be shaken. This warning is as much for those who are not prepared as it is for the rest of the world. The body of Christ, that's who I'm called to speak to. I do speak to the world some, but I'm called to the body of Christ because that's who's listening to this podcast. That's who comes to our ministry. Whatever influence we have is usually in the body of Christ. Individually, I may speak to people in the world, but I don't have a platform there. So this is our platform, is to warn the sleeping, to warn the foolish. Because what happened like at 9/11, people's faith was shaken worldwide in the church. I'm telling you, our faith was not shaken. The body that had oil was not shaken because we had foreseen it. We had seen tragedy coming. We saw darkness coming. We didn't like it. It was sad. It was alarming, to say the least, when I was watching the images of what happened. But the fact was that my faith was not shaken, had oil to keep going, wasn't going to run out, going to keep moving forward. And I want to speak to that today, because you may have friends, family members that are part of that group. When we study the 10 virgin story in Matthew 25, there's actually three groups. We've talked about this before on our podcast. I don't want to go down that road too long. There's basically three groups. There's two, the foolish and the wise, which are both sleeping. They're believers. They're virgins. They're pure. They know the Lord. But then there's the third group, which is the people that at midnight shouted, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Come out and meet him." And we are trying to be, that's the group I want to be in. I don't want to be asleep. And right now, we're bringing the warning of what's coming because we're alert. We're alert and we're alerting. We're shouting as best we can on this platform and the other platforms we have. I know many of you are doing the same thing. And we're not the only group. There's other groups doing the same. We're shouting, waking up a sleeping church, both the wise and the foolish. We can't forget that part of the story, that both groups were asleep. So you can be full of the whole oil of the Holy Spirit, but still be asleep. And we don't want that. That's that story. And when there's a delay, in other words, it's not coming, nothing's really happening, that's when people fall asleep. The lull. That's the lull I saw in the prophetic word I gave on Monday. The lull before the storm. That's the sleeping phase. How I'm trying to say, the 318 company, everybody's listening to me today. Let's be the alert ones that are awake and are shouting for everybody else to wake up. And I am. How do you wake somebody up in the lull of a storm? In other words, the beginning of before the storm ever comes. It's hard because they wake up the next day and go, nothing happened. Next day, nothing happened. So, you know, you're an alarmist. No, I'm not. We are not alarmists. We are seeing what the Lord says. I know sometimes we can get carried away with that, but I want to say that we want to be those watchmen on the wall, looking at that gap in that hole, the wall. We're making sure we cover that gap. That's my heart's cry for all of us. And we are watching and we are praying at this hour for when the Lord's going to come through judgment. He's going to come in whatever form he wants to do to wake us up. So don't be asleep so deep that you can't be woken up. Be awake right now. So that's the point of that story. And we know this, the oil speaks of the Holy Spirit. It's a type of the Holy Spirit. And they had slumbered. They were both the wise and the foolish. They were slumbering. The big difference was that the wise had enough oil, enough even to spare, to run to the bridegroom. The foolish didn't have enough reserve of their oil. Paul says that in Ephesians 5:18. He says, be not drunk with wine, which is dissipation, but be filled with the Holy Spirit, or be filled with the Spirit, right? Now, most of us would agree that the negative command applies, right? Be not drunk with wine. That's the sin. Why is it that so many of the religious people focus on the negative? So you have people in ministries preaching, don't drink, don't get drunk, da-da-da-da, and they never attend to the positive. There's a same command there. Just as much as there's a command not to get drunk, there's a command to be filled with the Holy Spirit. If it's a sin to be drunk with the Holy Spirit, is it also not a sin to not be filled with the Holy Spirit? Yikes. And the word there, and I think you'll find this in other translations as well, means to be continually filled and refilled. It's not just a one-time feeling. You know, again, you know, us have been in the Spirit-filled Pentecostal movement. You know, we say, oh, I got baptized in such and such a year. I spoke in tongues. Well, that's wonderful. That's 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. What's happened since then? Some people make it a once-for-all experience, and they're not sensitive to the things of the Holy Spirit after that because they got all wrapped up in this packet. Okay, I got it. I'm done. I spoke in tongues. That's not sufficient. Paul said to the Corinthians, I speak in tongues more than all of you. And obviously, they did a lot of speaking in tongues. So Paul did more than them. And we have to be continually filled and refilled with the Holy Spirit. And that 10 virgins there, they had an initial feeling, but they did not have a continual refilling. Okay, you following me here? So they were not ready. Now, an interesting thing is that the wise said to the foolish, go and buy oil. It had to be bought. It wasn't a gift. So they had some things, some way in their life, but they had to pay a price for the Holy Spirit. Initially, it's a gift. Boom, you get it. But if you want to remain filled with the Holy Spirit, there's a price to pay. And I think that Jesus said, as he said to the church of Laodicea, he said, which in so many ways is a picture of where we are today, especially us in America. He said to the church of Laodicea, verse 17 of chapter 3 of Revelation, "Because you say, 'I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing,' have you not heard the kind of teaching, right? Did Jesus approve of it? No, not the least bit. We are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. And we ought to understand that's the state of the church as a whole. And he said, 'I counsel you to buy from me gold refined with fire, so that you may be rich with white garments, that you may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed.'" Jesus said, "I'm not going to give it to you. You have to buy it from me. Gold tried in the fire." That's what we're going through. That's what this storm is. We're going to get more gold out of it. You know, gold in the ancient world was valueless unless it was tested by fire. And gold is faith. That's where Jesus said, "I want faith that stood the test of fire." And you'll find that you have to pay it by what? Through endurance. And we've been teaching on that. You have to hold out under the test. And then he said, white garments. And everything in the Christian life is free. These are things that you have to pay for. But I'd like also to point out that there's a difference between the evaluation of Jesus and so much contemporary Christianity, what we see. There was one church, the church at Smyrna, was poor and persecuted and didn't have much. And Jesus said, "But you are rich." But he said to the church of Laodicea that had it all, "You are poor." What would he say to us today? What would he say? Would he say to you that you are rich or that you are poor? You have to answer that yourself. I don't know where you are. I know everybody's in a different place. But we are called to be these people that are ready for what the Lord is about to do. And that is where you have to go and evaluate yourself, judge yourself, allow Jesus to look in your heart. "Lord, is there any wicked way in me? Is there any area where I haven't filled myself with the Holy Spirit? Lord, I've not been refilled." Remember Acts chapter 4? When they got persecuted, they came home, they prayed again, said the place where they were was shaken again, just like it was before, and they went out with great boldness. So what were they paying the price with? Their lives. When they said, "You can go and share, but you can't talk about Jesus." And they said, "Well, you do what you're going to do. We're going to talk about Jesus." They paid a price. And to buy oil, they had to go and do it that way. Don't try to buy oil in a crisis. And I shared it the other day. You know, when 9/11 happened, we were praying already 5 times a week, sometimes 2 and 3 hours at each session. And when 9/11 happened, I had people in my own church and outside ministries as well calling me, "We need to pray, Pastor. We need to go." It's like the foolish woke up and they didn't have oil. What are we going to do? I always joke because that morning when it happened, 9/11, I remember went to work out at the gym. A lot of Christian ladies there, because in the morning, you know, they were dropping their kids off school and they were working out. And they all, no lie, they were on their machines, elliptical machines, mainly where I was. And they had opened up their Left Behind books, the Tim LaHaye series. And they looked at me and said, "Pastor, is this it? Is this the end?" And they were terrified, the terror on these ladies' faces because of what was happening. I thought, "Lord, they don't have oil. They don't have enough oil." And now they're trying to get oil when it's time to run after the things of God. So how do you buy it? You buy it by prayer, by studying the word, by waiting on God. It takes time. It takes effort. It doesn't just happen. You have to make a decision that I'm going to buy oil in this season. And this is the warning. I'm bringing this warning today. And I think we need to listen to it. The storm is coming. We must have oil to make it through the storm, just like a hurricane or a tsunami or, you know, whatever natural storm that you could survive. You're going to need fuel. You're going to need things like that to survive the natural. But we're talking about a spiritual storm. We've got to have the oil of the Holy Spirit so we're not in fear. We're not discouraged. We're not hopeless, not worrying about losing something. We're worried about, not worried, but we're excited about what we're going to gain. Increase is coming. That's the word. It's going to come through the fire. And we are in a fire right now. Evil was released the first day of this week. I'm telling you, on the 24th, the Lord showed me a new level of evil. New unholy alliances are starting to be made again. just like they were in March. Get ready. It's going to heat up, but we're going to rise and shine, and our light's going to shine. Because why? Because deep darkness is coming upon the earth, and the nations are going to move toward the people of God because their light is shining in the darkest moment of history. I'm excited about the gathering, the ingathering. I could be discouraged by the darkness, or I could look at the truth that God, you're going to use the darkness to draw those who are lost, and a harvest will come in. Let's speak harvest words over our lives, over our families, over our cities, our nations, and let this be the moment that God does something great in the earth. May God bless you. We love you. I pray that peace over you in the name of Yeshua. Amen. Amen. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening each and every day here on this podcast, whatever platform you're listening to. Remind you, we have our Isaiah 62 fast movement coming up May 7th through 28th. We're going to pray for 21 days for Israel, 1 hour a day, 12 o'clock Central Time here in America. You can go online on our platforms and you'll find us there praying each day at 12 noon. You can watch the replay too, but we're going to do that to pray and come into agreement with this movement that's coming to pray for Israel during its time of crisis. Also, go to our website, ChristianCentersReport.com, and our app to find out more. But you can find out more about our ministry and sow there as well. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. What an amazing testimony. I've had these things happen to me before. May they happen to you as well. Well, we went a little bit longer today. I hope you enjoyed that. Shabbat Shalom. Also remember, next week we start our Isaiah 62 fast. And we're going to be praying for Israel for 21 days at the noon hour Central Time here in America. So if you want to join us online, we'll be there praying 1 hour each day for 21 days. Okay. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Well, I apologize for being a little bit long, but it's worth it. I really don't apologize. What a great testimony. Well, Shabbat Shalom to you. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week on our podcast. See you later. Bye-bye.